Good afternoon and welcome to Montana at Noon. Your Weather Command forecast for North Central Montana says, rest of today, cooler, partly cloudy, highs 50 to 55, northeast winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, colder, mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of snow after midnight, lows in the mid-20s, east winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Wednesday, colder, mostly cloudy with snow likely, snow accumulation up to 2 inches, highs 30 to 35, east winds 10 to 20 miles per hour, chance of snow 70%. Wednesday night, snow likely, light snow accumulations, lows 20 to 25, east winds 5 to 15 miles per hour, chance of snow 70%. Thursday, snow in the morning, then snow likely in the afternoon, moderate snow accumulations, highs 25 to 30, east winds 5 to 15 miles per hour, chance of snow 90%. Thursday night, colder, snow, light snow accumulations, lows 10 to 15, chance of snow 90%. Friday, snow likely, light snow accumulations, highs 20 to 25, chance of snow 70%. Friday night, snow likely, light snow accumulations, lows 10 to 15, chance of snow 70%. Saturday, snow, light snow accumulations, highs around 20, chance of snow 90%. Saturday night, cloudy with a 50% chance of snow, lows around 10 above. Sunday, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of snow, highs 20 to 25. Sunday night and Monday, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of snow, lows around 5 above, highs 20 to 25. Here are today's news headlines. The Parks and Recreation Committee met March 18th at City Hall. The subject of the meeting was the discussion of pricing for the upcoming summer season. The proposed changes were upping the price for students and adults by $1, as well as changing the price for three-month passes for families to over $260. Some at the meeting suggested that the price for the three-month pass was too high, comparing the pricing to other pools in the area like Chinook and Big Sandy, which offer much lower prices. The committee's concern was that the pricing being lowered would impact their ability to make fixes to the pool, to which Mayor Doug Kirker replied that the price increases would help staffing issues, not any other projects. Haverpool has had to close earlier or otherwise deviate from schedule more often than usual in recent times due to staff shortages. The committee decided to allow the pool director to come up with numbers she found appropriate and then discuss them at the next meeting. The Haver City Council had a public hearing on March 18th to go over how they intend to spend the House Bill 355 money. The council had a total of just over $619,000 to allocate, with the main priority being the secondary digesters in the city's sewer system. Haver Public Works Director Trevor Mork says the current digesters are over 70 years old and they've degraded to the point of being at risk for treatment failure. Mayor Doug Kirker called this a, quote, emergency project, saying this is an urgent project. Any leftover money will be allocated towards the city's drinking water and projects related to that area. Mork said neither of the intended projects will interfere with the city's water service and that everything should go off without a hitch. He then knocked on the wooden desk he was sitting at. The city council will meet for their monthly meeting on April 1st. Kyle Austin is running for the third time for a seat in the House of Representatives. Austin is from Haver, his website saying he was born and raised in Haver, Montana, and graduated from Haver High School in 2001 and then completed his pre-pharmacy coursework at Montana State University Northern. Austin is a pharmacist from the Billings area and is a Republican. He filed to run with the state back in 2008 for the first go-around, then stepped back from running for office to focus on his pharmacy in the Billings area. Montana Fish, Wildlife and Parks says paddle fishers planning to harvest a fish in the Upper Missouri River need to apply for an Upper Missouri River paddlefish tag by 5 p.m. on Friday, March 22nd. For 2024, a total of 1,000 tags are available for the drawing. A 2024 fishing license is necessary before applying. Drawing a tag enables you to harvest for the season, which runs from May 1st through June 15th. Those anglers not successful in drawing a harvest tag will be issued a snag and release license for the Upper Missouri and will not be eligible to purchase any other paddlefish tag. Drawing results will be available in early April. Snag and release licenses are available throughout the season. For links on where to apply, visit this story on HighlineToday.com. High school girls are learning self-defense in classes taught by Dragonfire Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and paid for by local realtor Jennifer Barnett. Barnett has paid for and organized 6 weeks of self-defense classes that high school girls can sign up for, taught in the Fairfield High School gym. During the classes, girls learn about the most common ways they could be taken advantage of, as well as how to fight back and escape. While there are only a handful of spots open, Barnett says she plans to do this every year. Montana's Veterans Affairs Office said veterans are invited to join Montana VA virtually to discuss updates on policies, programs, and services from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. on March 21st at a virtual Veterans Town Hall. The VA says this town hall will discuss a variety of issues from travel benefits, mental health resources, the new PACT Act expansion, and more. The event is now accessible virtually either by calling in or live streaming the town hall. For more information on how to join, visit this story on HighlineToday.com. Superintendent of Schools Elsie Arntzen says she is asking parents, community members, teachers, and school leaders to join the Office of Public Instruction's first Budget and Education Working Group. They say this group will gather information and give feedback that will serve as a resource for the legislator when considering education funding. The working group will meet virtually 4 times between April and September to discuss the budget formula, ongoing budget decisions, impact of federal COVID relief dollars, as well as local, county, and state funds to support transportation, teacher retirement, and other educational needs. For information on how to apply, visit this story on HighlineToday.com. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved gene therapy indicated for the treatment of children with the rare genetic disease known as MLD. MLD is a debilitating, rare genetic disease affecting the brain and nervous system. It is caused by a deficiency of an enzyme leading to a buildup of fatty substances in the cells. This buildup causes damage to the central and peripheral nervous system, manifesting with loss of motor and cognitive function and early death. It is estimated that MLD affects 1 in every 40,000 individuals in the United States. The treatment, called LENMLD, is the first FDA-approved gene therapy for this condition. While MLD does not have a cure, the FDA says their studies show the use of LENMLD significantly reduced and slowed the onset of symptoms. Now let's take a look at today's posted county wheat prices. In Hill County, winter wheat is $5.09 and spring wheat is $6.22. In Blaine County, winter wheat is $4.99 and spring wheat is $6.17. In Liberty County, winter wheat is $5.14 and spring wheat is $6.22. In Choteau County, winter wheat is $5.09 and spring wheat is $6.22. In Phillips County, winter wheat is $4.94 and spring wheat is $6.12. Those were today's news headlines and today's posted county wheat prices. There are no funeral notices today, so we'll take one last look at your Weather Command forecast. Rest of today, cooler, partly cloudy, highs 50 to 55, northeast winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, colder, mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of snow after midnight, lows in the mid-20s, east winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Wednesday, colder, mostly cloudy with snow likely, snow accumulation up to 2 inches, highs 30 to 35, east winds 10 to 20 miles per hour, chance of snow 70%. Wednesday night, snow likely, light snow accumulations, lows 20 to 25, east winds 5 to 15 miles per hour, chance of snow 70%. Thursday, snow in the morning, then snow likely in the afternoon, moderate snow accumulations, highs 25 to 30, east winds 5 to 15 miles per hour, chance of snow 90%. Thursday night, colder, snow, light snow accumulations, lows 10 to 15, chance of snow 90%. Friday, snow likely, light snow accumulations, highs 20 to 25, chance of snow 70%. Friday night, snow likely, light snow accumulations, lows 10 to 15, chance of snow 70%. Saturday, snow, light snow accumulations, highs around 20, chance of snow 90%. Saturday night, cloudy with a 50% chance of snow, lows around 10 above. Sunday, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of snow, highs 20 to 25. Sunday night and Monday, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of snow, lows around 5 above, highs 20 to 25. This has been Montana at Noon. 7 days a week, we are your primary source for news and information. For new media broadcasters, I'm Kendall Brown. Have a great afternoon.